the big problem across the state was mobility. The snow just really impeded the ability to travel. And while for most of Missourians, what we wanted them to do is just stay home because travel was so dangerous, there are people who can't stay home. In particular, our emergency response services across the state. So that's really where the guard came to bear for this particular storm system, was in transporting or escorting emergency personnel around their areas of operation to help there. Thus, the stories like the woman in the Kansas City area who went into labor and she was completely snowbound, so she called 911, and an ambulance was dispatched, and of course the ambulance had that Missouri National Guard team with them. So when the ambulance got stuck, the ambulance personnel with their equipment crawled into the back of a Missouri National Guard 5-ton vehicle and traveled across areas that they couldn't even determine roads, got to this woman's house, and put this woman in active labor in the back of an Army National Guard 5-ton truck and got her safely to the hospital where she delivered her baby.
Have you been used for any kind of auxiliary road clearing or anything like that with your road grading equipment and things like that to kind of supplement state and local road clearing operations?
We have very limited road clearing operations, and if we do any help with road clearings, it's for emergencies only. So an ambulance needs to get down a road type thing. We do not have the equipment on hand to plow city roads and things of that nature. Our escorts with the ambulances and police over the past couple of days have actually been using their vehicles to just plow a path so that those emergency vehicles can get through. And then, of course, in the case of the blizzard baby, as I've heard the little baby mention, sometimes even with a path plowed, that emergency equipment can't get through, and we have to literally put the people into our military vehicles.
Any stories otherwise of having to go back and pluck people out of snowbound houses or vehicles?
You know, actually, there are stories across the state, obviously, and it's actually just regular stories. Our emergency response personnel across the state do this stuff every day. Just the snow added just so much drama to it because they couldn't get to these people to help. So what the guard did was just help the emergency management people do their regular jobs. I know in Laclede County there was a family that called 911, and of course the ambulance met with the same thing, and that they just couldn't get through. So they got into the vehicle this was in fact a Humvee, so the paramedic got into the Humvee, they forged across the snow plains, got to the house, got the patient back to the ambulance, got the ambulance on the road, and then that Humvee went back and got the husband's wife and got her to the hospital too, because we tend to forget that family wants to join their family at the hospital. So those guardsmen went that extra step to make sure that family could be at the hospital together.